Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. I'm returning a call from this number.
Yes. I was trying to get in touch with Rodney.
Yeah, you're speaking to him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right, my fault. I can't see the screen. Damn, phone broke. But, yeah, this is Sherman Jones. I seen a text on my dad's phone yesterday saying something about no more time sheets and stuff.
That is correct. You know that we had shared some information regarding what was going on regarding the change of address, the service, Wi-Fi, all that stuff. So our management team has been monitoring every single case that we have here regarding the EBB compliance, which is something like literally mandatory from the government, and they really need you to go to the office. Nina, that's the name of our manager that is working on the compliance on the case, because you need to make it. I mean, you need to go there because, as you see, it's only sending timesheets, but by now they will no longer be accepted if there's no like a trace of EBB or anything. Okay, she will give you like the alternatives that we have. However, I did inform her prior her hand all this documented on Mr. Sherman's case or what was going on. But she will share with you what you could do in this case to be compliant, okay?
All right, yeah, he got, like, bad service messages, a landline, and I thought probably about, like, when I first started, or about a month later, about December, it was supposed to be a 5-box sent out, as you call it.
Mm-hmm. As I check with her, there are not available FOBs anymore. I mean, that's
because I'll be having them sometime like way before the clocking time, or even after. We don't even be in the house. I'll be taking him out appointments, shopping, all types of shit. So
no, we can discuss that regarding the changes of the schedule or anything. The main point now is to get to give you guys a solution. Nina will discuss it with you, so it really needs to be taken care of, like setting an appointment, because, I mean, I tell you, because this is the way that they work there in compliance department. They do escalate it as much as they could, even with Keystone, I mean, with the service coordinator and everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, if the service don't work, like, the way they supposed to, they go, like, saying to the service coordinator, hey, we cannot take this case anymore in the agency. So mm-hmm. Just to try to get things like softly, like, you know, having the need to go that far, when you get the chance, like, to, I mean, can confirm me when you're able to go to the office. I mean, she will discuss everything with you. You will share everything, what's going on, and she will tell you, like, hey, let's do this, let's do that, okay?
All right. Yeah, I'll try to make the point and just go to the office. Maybe, sometime next week. I know Monday I gotta go to the doctor's appointment, so I couldn't make it Monday, but Monday next week I probably can make it down there to the office.
Okay. By now, temptating just to give her like a day for her to not get like desperate or anything. I know how she gets. I put you on Tuesday in the afternoon. I mean, you know, like, what's the time frame by now. But if you tell me something else, like confirming me afterwards, like, hey, I'm able to go this day, I'll change it, no problem, okay? Anyways, okay. It's always the office, so it's fine. So it's just to give her a temptating date, okay?
All
right. Okay, Sherman. So we'll be in touch, okay? Thank you so much for the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye.